on to hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, going right into your phone calls. It's Mike in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Listen, if you go to Google and you type in legislative intent of the 16th Amendment, it brings up a good article from Family Guardian, it's called, Guardian.
And go ahead and summarize it for us, if you would.
Well, it gives the other two amendments that didn't pass. The first one was Senate Joint Resolution 25. It says the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes and inheritances. And that failed. And then the second one was number 39. It said the Congress shall have power to lay and collect direct taxes on incomes without apportionment among the several states according to population. And that one failed. And the
so
third,
did they fail one at a time, or did they get the choice of sort of three and pick the one that they picked?
No, they just raised this, you know, this resolution and it failed. And they raised another resolution and then that one failed. You know, they go from they.
It was very close, as I recall.
What's that?
It was very close in the passing of the 16th Amendment, as I recall.
The wording was close?
No, it was close in the sense that they barely passed it.
Oh, the voting.
Right. I think it has to be 2/3 of both houses.
It also
Congress and 3/4 of the states.
If you bring up the page, it also has other good quotes on there from what people were saying at the time.
So what's the point? I mean, why do you bring this up? Why are you trying to make a point with it?
Well, the 16th Amendment is pretty vague from what I'm thinking.
So you're saying it would be it might have been more specific, but they voted those down in favor of a more vague version?
Right. And if you look at the research of Bill Benson, you can see that the amendment wasn't even ratified properly.
Yep, yeah, I understand all that. People have certainly brought all that up in the past, but I don't think the government courts care. So.
No, they're just going to machine gun down your door and just steal your money.
Right. See, a lot of the tax freedom advocates have done all kinds of research.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely. They sound a heck of a lot smarter than we do about it.
Right, and some of them make what seems to be pretty ironclad-sounding cases based on the things that they say.
Sure, but the courts don't seem to care.
Right,
they certainly didn't care with Ed Brown. Ed Brown wanted to bring these arguments up, and I don't know whether he was any good at bringing them up or whatever, but there have been more failures, if not as many failures, in the tax freedom movement, as there have been successes. I've heard of a few successes.
Sure.
There are these people that they trot out that say, oh, this one won and this one won, and I thank God they did. I'm not trying to say that they shouldn't have won. I'm just saying I don't know whether I want to hang my hat on that argument.
Yeah. It's an interesting argument, but it just goes to show you it's getting more and more insane.
Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I agree. It is getting more and more insane. And the more insane things get, the more I will encourage people to stop paying them. Stop it. Why would you want to voluntarily fund this gang that is enacting all of this awful violence on innocent people? We started the show out with a story about an Amish farmer who's had his business ruined, had all of his product confiscated. They confiscated milk and cheese from this man, $30,000 worth of his business stolen from him because he broke some federal law by crossing the border with some raw milk with the intent to sell. I mean, the idea that now milk distributors are being treated like drug dealers is just amazing. Not that I think drug dealers should be treated that way. I think they should be able to do business too. They're not hurting anybody.
It's gonna be. They're gonna have a heck of a time making the PR case that the Amish milk dealer is as bad as some crack dealer.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I wonder what's gonna happen in this case. Is it gonna be like what happens out in the California region where we see the DEA coming in to the medical marijuana clinics and literally kicking in their door, pointing weapons at people, stealing their marijuana and their cash, and going home without arresting anybody?
They didn't do that in this case.
It did not say that the man who was... I don't believe it said he was arrested. They just came in and took all of his stuff. They came in and took all of his milk and his,
No, I thought he was arrested.
Equipment. All right, I'll pull it up again, but I'm pretty sure he was not arrested. But we'll find that out here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls, though. And first we go to Sean in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I read a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Yes, I've heard of it. It's supposed to be quite good.
It's a great book. It reads like a detective novel. It's great. But according to the author, 100% of the income tax from employees, not self-employment tax, if you're self-employed, but if you're an employee, 100% of that goes to pay the debt to the Federal Reserve system.
I thought it went to pay the interest on the debt.
That's what it, the interest on the debt, correct.
Yeah.
And so not one bridge gets built with all of that money that people take in. It goes to a private family.
Well, I don't know if it goes to a private family.
One family, but...
Mostly it does. It goes to the private people that own the banks in the Federal Reserve system.
But there's no single owner.
Government.
There's a number of banks.
Go to the government.
Right. There's more than one family involved in the Federal Reserve system.
Sure, there is. But, I mean, the banking families that were well-established, you know, at the turn of the century, they're getting all that money.
Oh, it's the greatest scam. It's the greatest scam, I think, of all time. I mean,
they can
print as much money out as they want to, and therefore everybody else, you and I, our savings decreases. If we have savings, our money gets worth less over time if they continue to print it out. It's the greatest ripoff that I've ever encountered.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're on the same page. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You are correct, Mark. Mr. Nolt from New Line, Pennsylvania, was indeed arrested for selling contraband, that is, raw milk. He's an Amish farmer, so he was arrested. Now, does that mean he can get his $30,000 worth of milk and cheese back? How do you think they're treating that milk and cheese? Did they take it to a refrigerator so they can keep it on ice in case he wins the case?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. That's not like gold and silver where there's maybe a chance you could get it back at some later date.
It seems really unlikely to me. Once the government takes something, it is gone, the way I see it.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if you want to get it back, whatever it is, whether it be your plane or your... I mean, we've heard of people having their plane stolen from them because they gave a ride to a drug dealer without knowing it was a drug dealer. So we've heard of people's just lives just absolutely uprooted and ruined, and in order to get back their stuff, they have to go through the courts. They have to spend uncountable numbers of years and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to fight to get their property back. And at a certain point, you've spent more than the property was worth. So why bother? Then it's just some sort of Pyrrhic victory, I guess. 1-800-259-9231. I believe, do we have more here? 800-259-9231. So there you go. They're attacking the Amish. They're attacking all kinds of people. And you can't forget the kids in college. The criminals. The thuggish criminals in college in San Diego, they've been busted. A crackdown. The Associated Press reports that nearly 100 gangsters, most of them students, were arrested in an undercover drug investigation at San Diego State University that began after a student's fatal cocaine overdose last spring. Authorities seized several guns, at least $60,000 in cash, marijuana, psychedelic mushrooms, hash oil, methamphetamine, and illicit prescription drugs. 2 kilograms of cocaine and 350 ecstasy pills were also seized, according to officials. 18 students were arrested Tuesday when 9 search warrants were executed at various locations, including fraternities. About 75 students faced charges. Those arrested included a student who was about to receive a criminal justice degree and another who was to receive a master's degree in homeland security. Some defendants were scheduled to appear in state court to face charges Tuesday. During the probe, dubbed Operation Sudden Fall, more than 130 undercover drug buys were made at locations including fraternity houses, student parking areas, and in student dormitories, said authorities. University police and federal drug agents worked together in the investigation, which was inspired when somebody overdosed on cocaine. So they went in and they busted these criminals. They're not violent criminals. They're college kids. They're probably your son or daughter or your brother or your sister.
Having a gun, that's against the law?
Well,
on a college campus?
With drugs?
Oh, yeah.
With drugs nearby?
I would violate that rule because... You know, people need to be protected.
Let's come back, discuss this, and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Signal CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. So they can handle all of your accounts receivable needs. You can you know, take care of that in one fell swoop by giving them a call. You can contact them by checking out their banner at freetalklive.com. I highly recommend them. Jason is a great pro-liberty activist, and he is the major sponsor of Free Talk Live. So thanks to Jason, and thanks to people that call SACL, C-A-I.
1-800-259-9231, San Diego. Nearly 100 people, according to the AP, most of them students, have been arrested in an undercover drug investigation. They seized $60,000 in cash, marijuana, mushrooms, methamphetamine, prescription drugs, cocaine, and ecstasy. And they're making it sound like they've, you know, done some big deal here, right? The police
have ruined a bunch of people's lives.
Well, the police are talking about how, you know, keeping people safe and look at what we've done. We've taken these criminals off the streets. All you've done is ruined a few college students' night. That's all you've done. Oh, guess what? The police know that college kids use drugs. Oh, what a shock. You know, if you want to bust some kids for drugs, just go do a house or go to a room-to-room search of any college campus. I guarantee you, you'll turn up all kinds of stuff, just like they turned up here. So what they did was they spent a bunch, instead of just doing a room-to-room search, you know, they spent a lot of money investigating. They had a year-long investigation that involved over 130 undercover drug buys. So they spent a lot of taxpayer dollars to get this this revelation that college students use drugs. What a shock.
And they tried to make it sound like it was a lot, but judging by, you know, the figures they quoted, I bet they didn't put much of a dent even in the drug scene. I mean, they probably put a good dent at the drug scene on campus at that particular college. But knowing that this is a college town and having a rough idea of how much there is out there in the way of drugs, and it's not a very big college. Keene State's about 5,000 people
Keene
where
State.
We are.
This San Diego has 34,000 students.
Right, but when you figure there's, you know, there's all kinds of places off campus to get drugs, and I'm sure those places didn't get busted. So all it means for the drug users on campus is they're going to have to walk another couple blocks to visit the next dealer down the way, most likely.
You're right. But, you know, and I'm not sure, even with 34,000 people at this school, how many of them will be lured into, filling the shoes. When I think about it, you know, what do I want to do?
There,
do I want to walk down the street to the, God knows where to buy my drugs, or do I want to buy them from somebody on campus that I sort of...
dorm.
Right.
Sure.
At the very least, have that sort of comfort in believing that they're a college student. It's less likely they could be, you know, a snitch, and it's less likely I could get bonked over the head and my stuff taken from me.
Actually, it's quite likely they'll snitch, but go ahead.
Yeah.
College kids need to pay for college, and we've heard student loans are drying up now with the credit crunch across the country, so there's probably a lot of kids that they need to pay their way through college somehow. And
most college males can't go and get a stripper job like many college females can, so selling drugs would be one way to do that. You're right. So there you go. Congratulations, San Diego coppers. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back. What a brilliant job you've done investigating college kids for using drugs. Boy, talk about shooting fish in a barrel. There was a college campus in Sarasota called New College, and I had a few acquaintances on that particular campus, so I have some level of understanding of the goings-on there, and I think it would be difficult to actually find the people on that campus that don't use some kind of drug. That would be difficult.
An illegal drug?
Yeah.
I think it would be difficult, but at this point, I'm just trying to clear it up. Are we talking about legal or illegal drugs?
We're talking about illegal drugs. It was all over the place. And if they did a room-to-room search, almost all of that campus would be, I think, they would be under arrest. They would no longer have their student loans and all the other the fallout that happens after someone gets busted.
I knew some people that went to that school, and I would say that, I knew some people that did not do drugs at that school. But... It, just like any college, a lot of students don't go there in order to get a higher education. They're going there to get out of mom's house and have a fun time and all that other stuff. That's what going to university is about for them.
1-800-259-9231.
I was just talking to my mom, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and she was making her avocation for going to college, not to me, but just in sort of like in general speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. It's a bunch of crap. You're just repeating the stuff that you've been told, and I understand why you're repeating it, but You know, what you're saying simply isn't true. I'm doing just fine. I don't have a college degree. I've done fine. I don't have a degree. I know lots of people who do great and don't have degrees.
There are some fields that if you want to go into.
Sure.
A geologist or an engineer needs college.
I rattled off a few fields and tried to make that clear. But the person who's going for a liberal arts degree, a communications degree, you know, those kind of...
Yeah, you've got to throw them that bone. Okay, yeah, some people might need to go.
It's true.
People do need that. We need an MIT. We need a Harvard, but a lot of people who are going to college, they're not ever going to use their degree for very much.
No, they're just throwing money
down
the rabbit
hole. And then what she said is, well, it's just having the degree. And
oh,
I guess,
it?
Well, in some companies it's true. She worked for one of these, it's sort of old school versus new school. You can believe if you work at Yahoo, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
If you work at Microsoft, it doesn't matter if you can prove what you're doing. I would assume Microsoft hasn't gotten that bureaucratic. Google, I'm sure it doesn't matter. But when you worked for GTE or Verizon, where she worked,
mm-hmm.
it did matter. You couldn't raise above certain pay scales and do certain jobs unless you had a degree.
Oh,
period.
Wow.
End of story. It's absolutely true for the government. If you work for the government, you have to get a degree in order to be paid, you know, in most of these sort of civil servant jobs, especially the ones that have, you know, the bureaucrats that help people in the welfare departments, psychologists.
Yeah.
Laura... You know, she said, oh, I could go on and get my master's and make this much. I'm like, ha! Are you kidding? You know, she would make half of what I made in getting her master's.
Well, wow. Toby, who I co-host Free Minds TV with.
At freemindstv.com.
That's correct. He wishes he hadn't gone to college.
Really?
Oh,
he
yeah.
went for psychology. I thought he was really interested
in
that.
He got a major in psychology, and I'm not going to mention what he makes over the air without asking him, but it's not very much. He's told me he would
not
much.
Like he has his own practice or anything yet.
Right. If you're going to go for a psychology degree.
He has a bachelor's degree, not a master's or a doctorate.
Right.
So if you could go back and for a master's for 3 more years in that field and make a decent average living, probably.
More than average.
You really need a doctorate to really do much more than be a school counselor.
Well, if you don't have to go to work for somebody, you can you can do psychological practice.
With a doctorate.
So you can't do it with a master's?
I know that the guys who are doing psychiatrists I know have a doctorate.
Well, psychiatry is different than psychology.
Right.
I mean, you're...
It involves pills, which
okay,
is
tell,
where
the tell me
is.
About your childhood again.
Well,
yeah, uh-huh.
The one that involves the pills, and I forget which is which.
Psychiatry.
That's where you
that's
make
pills.
The real money.
Yeah.
So, well, it's true. People want the pills. I mean, you could talk to anyone about your feelings, but you need that prescription. It's true.
So he regrets going to college, huh?
Oh, yeah, he tells me not to go.
1-800-259-9231. There's no point in going to college for real estate. That's
no.
what you're doing. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy them on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. A lot to talk about, serious stuff, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls. It's also got faucets and sinks and all kinds of things there. It's for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com, and see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Continue with your calls. Phil in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Phil.
I bid you good evening from the choking, dying welfare state cesspool of Rochester, New York.
Mm.
I'm a first-time caller to your show. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy you guys being on the air.
Glad you're here. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
The drug bust over in California. Now, you guys have took a lot of the wind out of my sail. I was going to say that really takes a lot of effort to establish to everybody that college kids do indeed like to get screwed up.
Yeah, what a shock, huh?
I know. But to me, it almost speaks to the This kind of big bust and the fact that it makes a lot of news. This speaks to the tendency of law enforcement these days to revolve around activities that don't necessarily keep us safe, but they more along the lines of looking busy, looking productive, without actually doing anything useful to anybody.
Right, they're taking the low hanging fruit.
Yeah,
when you're going after college kids, I mean,
these aren't no Pablo Escobars.
You're not making any of us safer by taking out these college kids. I suppose out there's dying from taking a cocaine overdose that they chose to take,
which usually is from impurities. By the way,
the best way to handle cocaine overdoses, in my opinion, is to
use it.
Well, that's the single best way. You're right. But the best way to handle them is to go ahead and legalize it so that people know what kind of dosage they're taking. The fact is, if you're, when they sell cocaine, everybody cuts it along the way. If it had fewer people along the way, it's more powerful. And I'm going to assume this person was shooting the cocaine up. It doesn't seem very likely that you could overdose by snorting it. So, you know, they have their dosages all messed up because they don't know how much this cocaine is actually in the cocaine that they purchased.
Yeah, well, legalizing cocaine would actually be the caring thing to do. That would be if you gave a damn about people that wanted to use drugs. But the cops that are enforcing these laws, they don't care. They consider drug users subhuman. They consider drug users, they think there's something wrong. They think that there's something inferior about them, that one who wants to alter one's state of consciousness without using approved substances like alcohol, for some reason there's something inherently wrong or immoral about that. And it's a viewpoint I've never really understood.
Well, I think of a lot of it, again, like you said, it's a low-hanging fruit, and this applies in other areas too. You see it in a lot of especially a lot of cash-strapped municipalities, where the goal of law enforcement really isn't keeping people safe. It's revenue generation.
Absolutely.
Mm. You know,
they got $60,000 out of this particular series of busts in San Diego State University in cash.
And this works its way back to things that really government has no business in, like whether or not I wear my seatbelt, things of those nature. Really, they don't want to. The goal is that the government doesn't want to put you in jail because you're not useful there. What they want their fine. They want you to pay.
But you know, you are somewhat useful in jail in that it does increase the jail budgets.
But you're fuel for the system in jail. You're fuel for the system, assuming you're gainfully employed. That keeps the wheels of the machine greased. You know, now you need to hire a lawyer. Now the prosecutor has another case to try. But I think along the lines of that, it's not so much if you're a productive member of society. They don't really want you in jail. They just want you to write the check.
And we're going to stop writing checks. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Stop putting up with this nonsense. I don't agree to their rules. I don't want to abide by their rules. Look, I'm not going to hurt anybody. You don't have to worry about me, okay? I'm not going to go out there and hurt anybody else. I'm not going to destroy their property. I'm not going to do something to harm another person's property or their family or anything like that. I'm going to keep to myself and enjoy my life, so you don't have to worry about me hurting anybody, but I'm not going to follow your arbitrary, asinine rules that you've designed to control my behavior. Sorry, not going to do it. Never have. Never will. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing tonight?
Super. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were bringing up the story of the drug bust in San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to know how many Facebook profiles these morons had to go through before they found a student stupid enough to advertise, hey, I've got drugs for sale. Because I know they didn't just walk on campus and decide, you know, we'll just pose as teenagers and we'll just
No, they do that. That's what they said they did. They did over 130 undercover busts, and they usually will find some Confederate. Usually it's someone who's already been busted for drug possession who's willing to roll over on his dealer. Or they will have a young-looking police officer go and...
That happened in my high school.
Act as though they're a student. So they have been known to do those things. They get a kick out of going undercover and doing that sort of thing. They like that.
Well, I had a friend. I'm not going to chain names because it's really not important. But I had a friend of mine who was what they call an internet entertainer, let's say.
like a cam girl or something?
Well, not exactly. I mean,
cam boy?
No sexual.
Well, what other entertaining can you do on the internet?
Well,
jumping jacks?
No, like people will like throw on their webcam and let you peek in on what they do on a day-to-day basis. It's the most boring thing on the planet. But,
oh, it's some sort of non-sexual voyeur website?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty boring.
And one of the things this person liked to do was hit a bong. Just out of the clear blue sky, pick up a bong, light
it up.
That's
what people do when they're home by themselves. Sure,
exactly.
Yeah. Take a swap.
Well, that ended up landing this person in jail.
Oh, man.
They actually busted this person because they got this person for, I guess, possession and the intent to distribute. Now, I can't really figure out how that charge came about. But
they just throw it in.
Well, if you've got marijuana in more than one baggie, then you pretty much are going to get an intent to distribute charge.
So, yeah, these guys will go to any lengths whatsoever to get some kind of drug charge on you.
Yeah, that one's pretty ludicrous because how could they know what he was hitting out of that bong? It could have been tobacco. It could have been salvia. It could have been anything.
No, it is pretty. It's not probable cause.
It's not probable cause to see somebody swatting a bong?
No, I don't think so. You can't prove what was in it.
What's in it? Search warrant should name specifically what's going to be. Do they have pot? They could take a guess and say pot, but
This is how this went down. They trolled around and they found this particular person's cam site, watched it, saw the paraphernalia, which is all they needed at this particular jurisdiction to get a warrant to bust down the door.
Wow.
They busted down the door. Of course, this person had that stuff in their house, which is, you know, that's moronic, I know. But they needed a visual of paraphernalia being used, which they got. They screenshotted the caption. They went and got the warrant, busted down the door, and boom, took them down.
You know, on one hand,
I think it's sad. However, it sounds like probable cause to me.
On one hand, you know, I applaud people for not caring enough to, you know, go ahead and just put those pictures online. But on the other hand, it is not keeping you safe. If you're showing pictures of yourself on your MySpace or your Facebook doing bong hits, especially if you're still in high school or something like that, there is a good chance some trouble is going to come down on you for that. So probably still best, if you're in high school, for instance, to keep that sort of stuff in the closet.
I completely agree. I just thought it was, but this person is well out of high.
Yeah, it's just pathetic that, you know, the cops are trolling, as you said, trolling around on Facebook looking for that kind of stuff. They got nothing better to do, apparently. Thanks for the call, Bill. Apparently no murders to solve. Don't have any arsons or rapists out there to chase around. You got to go bust the college kids for hitting a bong. 1-800-259-9231. So good to live in a free country. You can bring up anything. Only moments remain, just enough time for you. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231, the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything you buy. And also, another great way to help Free Talk Live is to amp the show. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We give you some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the email box. Samantha, she says, hi, I'll try to make this short and sweet. I'm a 21-year-old massage therapist, and I've never once filed for my income taxes. In fact, I found a way to get the bare minimum taken out of each of my paychecks so I can actually save the money that I work my butt off for. She says the person in charge of my payroll is one of my best friends.
Massage therapist, absolutely. They, man, an incredible amount of work those people do. It's hard to squeeze with your hands like that the whole time. Try giving your significant other a massage for 10 minutes.
Oh, it's annoying.
It is. It's awful.
Yeah.
And to do it for, I think, 55 minutes is what they do it for, a professional hour. My God.
Well, she says, I started doing this because the owner of the business I work for follows all of the government's orders. And now each therapist must claim all tips received by credit card, which is most of them. She says, I obviously never claim any cash tips. My tips should not have taxes taken out of them. It's something extra that my clients feel I deserve on top of the standard rate. They're mine. I feel like this is perfectly legal for me to be doing, but I fear the government may disagree. Could this get me into trouble?
The government's not terribly concerned about tips. However, if it's brought to their attention, you know, that's really how the government works, is you have to, you know, do some of the legwork for them in order to find things. So, yeah, I'm absolutely. I mean,
it's probably illegal, but probably you won't get caught, right?
Yeah.
Try to keep it off the radar.
I don't think many people get in trouble when they're in a tip-based industry getting tips, as long as it's not like $10,000 or $15,000. I don't know how much the tips add up to.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's enough so that if they audit you, it's going to be very obvious, I'd try to keep cash tips in cash and not, like, deposit them to my bank account. But that's, you know, that's being careful. You probably could,
yeah, that's pretty paranoid.
Really get caught.
Well,
not really.
Well,
most
if you're
cash
a small
tips,
fry.
Most cash tips, you can do what he says very easily, without, you know, you don't have
right.
to go on depositing cash into your bank account and that right. kind of thing. You can keep it out and do other stuff with it.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with keeping cash out of the bank. In fact, I think it's a smart thing to do, especially if you're going to be avoiding federal taxes. It's a good idea to have cash on hand, because if they raid your bank account to get back payments or whatever, that they, you know, they feel they deserve your money, the bank's just going to go ahead and give them whatever it is they want. So it's a great idea to keep cash out. All I'm saying is that, yeah, putting deposits in the bank is not going to really mean anything on a small scale unless you're depositing $10,000 or more in cash at any given time, and unless you're structuring your deposits, you know, if you come in day after day or every other day or whatever with the same amount depositing every single day, then they can get you with structuring. But otherwise, you know, if you're a small fry, you probably don't have too much
no,
to be concerned with.
I don't think so. It is technically, you should report it as income if you're going to try to follow their laws, but why bother? You're really not likely to get caught.
Yep. She goes on. She says, my mother always told me that if I made less than $5,000 a year, I didn't have to file. Well, now I'm making much more than that. By the way, before I go on, see how people get their tax information from
that's
mom.
True. Yeah, you're right.
Now, is mom a IRS certified tax expert? I'd guess not so likely.
The statistics are with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know the tax code, even if they, because I don't know how much you have to make before you file, but I've heard 600, I've heard
right.
5,000, I've heard 14,000. I don't know. I
right.
just, you know, if you want to be safe, if you're going to comply, then be safe. If you're not going to comply, which isn't a terrible idea as long as you're willing to deal with the consequences, the potential consequences, then don't file at all and don't worry about it.
She says, I'm not making much more, but only about $15,000 a year. But I've been doing a good job of saving most of it so I can one day open my own massage business.
Good for her.
With tax time coming around, I'm starting to feel very nervous about what may happen to me if I continue not to file. Obviously, the email's a little old. Anyway, she says, would my chances of becoming a business owner get thrown out the window? Will I end up like Ed and Elaine Brown? Well, to answer the first question, no. You know, getting caught for not paying taxes isn't going to stop your ability to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, not going to preclude you from opening your own business.
It might make it more difficult to get a job in that, you know, you'd have to answer the question whether or not you've been arrested or convicted of a crime. That could be a problem. But starting your own business, that's all up to you.
Well, you have to answer that question. I have been convicted of a crime, a felony, a pretty serious one, and
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I've done reasonably well in my life by avoiding answering the question. And by lying when asked the question, I just don't, you know, I'm just not going to tell them that information.
Yeah,
it's a murder charge. I have a murder charge. I'm supposed to answer that question honestly? Are you kidding me?
Well, my feeling on this is I don't think this particular person writing in really has to worry. But as I recall from the hearing during the Wesley Snipes trial, it was a 1 year maximum. Prison sentence if you didn't file, willful failure to file, plus you get charged back taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cheat on your taxes, which almost all Americans do, but you still file, I thought that was a 5-year felony, as I recall the
really?
Breakdown. Well, that's tax fraud.
Yeah.
The other one's just, I didn't file a return this year. So what most Americans do, because most Americans cheat, they try to pretend they're not really cheating, but most people, you know,
mm-hmm.
they
yep.
try to take every deduction and make a few up sometimes.
The funny thing is, Mark admits to it on the air, which I
no,
think is funny.
I all I say is that I take every deduction that's out there.
Oh, okay. So you're not cheating?
I don't think I'm cheating. I think that
they Americans probably don't think they're cheating either.
Listen,
right?
I've got a radio talk show.
They probably heard things.
If for instance, I went to Iron Man on Sunday. I went to the movie Iron Man, and I highly recommend it, 5 stars. Are you telling me I can't write off those 2 tickets now?
Was it a business expense?
Hold on. I just talked about it on my radio show. Yes, in order for me to have filled that air that I just filled 2 seconds ago, I had to have seen the movie, right?
No, I really don't think that's a business expense. But that's what most Americans do, Mark, and I'm just
right,
saying.
Most Americans ask one another, well, is that an expense? Oh, yeah, they don't talk to the IRS to get the official word.
Who
not
would?
That they'll tell you the truth or they'll know
right.
it either.
Well, you're going to ask the tax guy whether it's
expense.
You're going to ask a tax guy whether or not the tax man, the tax collector.
So all the information's bad. That's
or
all
right. Right. I agree.
Or you have an inkling that they're going to give you the answer you don't want, which is, hey, can I write this off? Oh, no. Well, then, no, we won't. I'll write it off, and they don't audit that many people
I think
anyway.
I understand, you know, and I think that when it comes to audits, that Americans are far too compliant.
I'm just trying to make people realize that if you did cheat a little bit and not reporting some income that you might have gotten in cash, or, you know, you wrote some stuff off that might not have really been there, you've committed a federal crime. You've committed what I believe it's a
because
felony.
Because you signed the form saying you're going to be honest with them. Or
right.
Whatever, right.
Right. So, you know.
Honest and right are two different things.
I know.
That's a good point.
I'm not saying that people are wrong in doing it. What I'm trying to make people realize is that the way the tax code's set up and the amount we're forced to pay and the fact that we have to pay a tax on what we made has made criminals out of most of the American public.
That's true.
They
just haven't been caught yet.
Yeah, most don't cheat that much, but I've heard figures that 30 million people don't pay taxes. I hear that bantered around.
The law is the law, though.
I've heard.
If they get caught cheating, they're going to be in trouble.
Right.
But you're saying don't file at all if you want to avoid 5 years in prison.
Right. I mean, you might get charged the back taxes, but if you invest that money instead, then you probably can make more than what the penalties and everything add up to. Invest wisely if you're going to cheat. That way you might be able to pay off the back taxes if you want to avoid jail.
Sickle CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. She's got a few more things to say here. She says, well, I end up like Ed and Elaine Brown. If you don't know who that is, they are a couple in their 60s that is now rotting in federal prison because they decided to keep the money they earned. One of the problems, though, with the Browns was Ed Brown, and he was not the friendliest of characters. He wasn't a very good communicator, not really too good making friends, and so he kind of alienated a lot of the support that he had, and I think that was one of the reasons why they had a lot of the trouble that they did. Plus, Elaine was a very successful dentist. She had an entire dental operation, a huge building. They had a very large house, so there was a lot to take. The feds were very interested in taking and stealing their property. If you are making not as much as Elaine Brown was making and you're not flashing it in that you're not making big purchases, buying flashy cars and buying big houses, if you're keeping a lower profile, then that might go to some level to help them stay away from picking you to go after. They want to go after the big booty, you know. They want to go after the big prize. And, you know, Wesley Snipes, $1 million, big prize. Ed and Elaine Brown, big, you know, buildings and stuff they could confiscate. So try to stay under the radar as much as possible. I recommend not paying them at all. And we are out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.